Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Killer Bees do a great job most of the time.
Crushed it, literal mic drop.
But sometimes they need a little help to make sure they're talking about the right topics that, well, make the most money.
This is how you're going to make the money.
That's why it's time for the... Wait, Joe, are you forcing them?
Just tell them to talk football.
Okay, okay. Jeez, you're the boss. Here's the Killer Bees corporate mandated football segment.
Yeah, that time. 713-780-ESPN. Dr. North Branham, you're not going to get on NFL Network with Lance if you don't start using the full name National Football League. The NFL doesn't like being called NFL. I don't love when sports radio hosts call it the National Football League. I think it sounds a little pretentious. Let's talk about the National Football League.
Why isn't it just the NFL?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but people do, to Jeremy's point, like people make it a point to always say the full name for some reason.
We're learning about all my complaints today.
I also didn't like when people would refer to the NBA as only the association.
I hated that.
Yes, I did hate that.
Like, I think Stuart Scott was the first one I remember doing that. He would always refer to the NBA as the association.
I feel like whenever you say National Football League, like you're...
Try hard?
Yeah. Maybe that's the word, try hard. Posturing. Like, I know the NFL because I say the National Football League.
You trying to do film study like you're Jeremy Branham?
No.
Make everybody think that you know ball.
Like, right? Like,
posturing.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like it's posturing a bit when you say National Football League. Like, are you ever like, let's talk about Major League Baseball?
No. Occasionally, no.
No. I think, I don't know. Let me get off my high horse here. But anyways, the NFL, they do this every year, which I like this countdown thing. It like kind of lets you know like who's good in the NFL and stuff if you're a casual. But
you need that help to know who's good.
I'll be honest with you. Like, there are times like, hey, there's a defensive tackle for Seattle.
Okay,
I forgot
that's
who that was.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, so that, like, there's an offensive lineman for the Arizona Cardinals. Okay, I kind of, you know, misremembered him at times. So they started their countdown, and they're slowly going to leak this out until, you know, I think September. But actually, I'm not going to give you who they've leaked out yet. How many Houston Texans, when it's all said and done, when the National Football League releases their top 100 players, how many of the Houston Texans will be on the National Football League's top 100?
Oh, boy. I'm torn between 3 and 4.
I think you're low.
I'm going to say 4.
I did this exercise in my head. Maybe I'm too optimistic. To Homer, to
Lakin
Battle Red.
Tomlinson, who's going to build around the offensive
Ed
line.
Ed Ingram. No, but I came up with 6, actually.
Okay.
So I'm going to go
Stroud.
Yeah, Stroud was one of them.
Nico.
Yep.
Will Anderson.
Yep.
Derek Stingley.
Yep.
So your other two is interesting.
Danielle Hunter.
Come on, Brian. Stop burying the game, man.
All right.
That's why you're on that side of the glass. Let the talent do this. Let the talent run the show. Except for Saturdays. Who you said, Hunter? That's a good call.
Yeah,
it's a good call. I'm gonna guess your 6 guys Mixon.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, part of that, you could argue maybe Mixon doesn't work, although he did have stretches last year where he was great. But some of this is just name recognition and being around for a while, and people prop you up. So I think that plays a factor into it.
I would have had 5.
Did you include Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Mixon
the one that
been
I probably should have.
But. After seeing the first few names on this list.
They started 100?
They started 100, counting backwards, yeah. Aaron Jones is 98.
Mixon should be ahead of Aaron Jones.
Oh, then Mixon's got to be on there.
Right?
Yep.
So knowing that Jones is at 98, I think Brian's going to be right. I think there's going to be 6.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, I wouldn't have thought 6, and I wouldn't have thought Mixon. But if Aaron Jones is on the list, then I think that it's a disservice to Joe Mixon if he's not on the list.
Yeah, I would have him on there, too. I do feel like a lot of these guys are I feel like they're too polite to the old guys. I feel like they're slow to move guys off the list, like, out of respect to the name value.
And then their rebuttal is because the younger guys got to prove it for another year.
That's why, like, I almost put Kamari Lassiter on my list, but I thought, well, they're not going to put a guy after year one. Unless he's someone like Sauce Gardner, who got a lot of media attention, they're not going to put a rookie, you know, one-year guy like Kamari Lassiter on there. Although, I think you can make the argument.
So, number 100 is a rookie.
Okay. Has he played in the league yet?
No, I mean, he's coming off a rookie year.
Okay.
Coming off a rookie year.
So, it's...
He's a like Charger.
I should know this.
McConkey.
Yeah, it's Ladd.
Oh, Ladd. Okay.
Ladd McConkey's 100. Leonard Williams, Seattle defensive lineman, 99. Aaron Jones, we mentioned, 98. Drake London's 97. Big year last year.
I think he should be higher, honestly.
Big year last year. See, I think that's where, like, his youth and lack of name value comes into play.
I think people expected more from him early on, and then he had a good year last year.
He had 100. He got 100 passes for over almost 1,300 yards last year.
Busted old Kirk Cousins in 3 games of Michael Penix.
You think Kirk Cousins is busted and broken?
Except for that 500-yard game he had against the Saints, or Saints or Tampa last year, I forget. He was kind of old and busted last year. Didn't seem like he was fully recovered from the Achilles injury.
That quarterback show came out last night.
Yeah, there's been a lot of clips out
there. Yeah, I've ignored them because I want to watch them. I don't like to get spoiled.
You're going
to
enjoy the Burrow stuff.
Oh, I know. We're friends.
You guys are best friends.
I was telling my wife last night. I was telling her how close Burrow and I are.
Is she jealous?
You remember?
A little bit. She's like, why don't you look at me the way you look at Joe? Burrow.
yeah, not that Joe. I was a little disappointed that Kirk Cousins is on the show again. Like, I didn't feel like I needed more Cousins.
He's just so nice.
But you remember last year when we were talking about Burrow and how fiery he was even when they won? That's the one you're going to enjoy. Because we were doing some lip reading, and we were right.
Who, Burrow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did hear that one.
Yeah, the one where they won the game, but he was so ticked at the offensive line, and he was saying it's an effing embarrassment, and we were reading his lips going, he wasn't happy even if they won. And then even to get Zach Taylor's kind of how he tried to soft sell it, that's a great bit right there. That's a great piece of that show.
That's the one trailer that I saw. Yeah. I'm looking forward. I did like that last year. I think it was last season, right? Didn't they do it last season?
It was 2 years ago.
About 2 years ago. Oh, that's right. You're 100% right.
What happened?
They did quarterback 2 years ago, wide receiver last year. Because I did watch the receiver one was Justin Jefferson.
Yeah,
I think they had
Devontae
Debo,
Adams.
I think they had Debo
Kittle.
And Kittle.
Yeah, they had Kittle in there. Yeah.
And Debo.
Yeah.
Because Kittle's a tight end, Brian.
I'm aware.
Right. Devontae was there. Because Devontae was, like, blasting his quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was receiver. But I'm excited about watching Burrow there. So, anyways, they had London 97. Levante David at number 96. Linebacker from Tampa, of course. Tampa. Of course. Everybody knows that.
Feels like a reputation pick.
I think so, too. That's
what
I mean.
I think he's over the hill.
Like, I think name. Now, he did have 122 tackles last year. But EJ Speed had that many. Yeah. About. Josh Sweat, 95. Sam Laporta, the Texans could have had, at 94. I feel like that's low for Laporta, although he didn't have a great year last year.
He didn't have a great year last year, yeah. I feel like that's kind of like...
Was he not injured?
He played 16 games. I mean, one game missed. Huh. He just didn't put up the huge numbers. He's being drafted pretty low right now in fantasy, by the way. His ADP, Laporta, 76.1. Creed Humphrey at 93.
No clue.
He's the center for the Chiefs.
Of course he is.
Creed Humphrey. Jesse Bates, Falcons safety. Mm-hmm. Tua's 91.
Fraudulent.
I don't think that he's a top 100 player. Am I wrong for thinking that?
No. I think the combination of the fact that he's hurt all the time and the fact that I just think that his skills are kind of diminished already. Maybe it's based on how many times he has been hit all the time.
I don't love him at 91. I wouldn't have him in my top 100.
I wouldn't either.
We don't have any other quarterbacks to see like where maybe they're just overvaluing quarterback.
If he's on there instead of Baker, I would have a problem with that.
Oh, for sure.
I was going to say, is he even top 15 in the league right now?
I wouldn't have him.
I don't think he is.
If he is, it's back end.
I don't think he's top 15. When we do the top 10 list and we dissect those, if he went to 15, I don't think we ever have a conversation where we're debating Tua.
Fantasy football is not the same thing. But his average draft position, Tua, mm-hmm. amongst quarterbacks, mm-hmm. according to Underdog, 22.
Yeah, he's not top 15.
22. Yeah. And look, I understand that that's not the same thing, fantasy versus are they a top 100 player, but kind of.
I mean, from a statistic, yeah. I mean,
that's supposed to be a high-powered offense, too. Yeah, that's. I think that's high.
I think that's part of it. Like, part of why I think people pumped him up so much is he had Waddle and Tyreek. I think they kind of artificially boosted his numbers a little bit.
Uh-huh.
If that, I don't know, maybe that's
Achane too.
Achane too, yeah.
Jonnu Smith.
Not quite the same.
I think he's a stud.
Yeah, the Steelers got a good one there. Not quite the same as how Mike Evans would constantly bail out Johnny Manziel at A&M when he throw those lollipop, pop
like
flies.
Like Jordan Love does, yeah.
But I think there's a degree to that where Tua would throw it just to an area and Tyreek would find a way to run underneath it that kind of artificially boosted him up.
Yeah, he can't quite throw it deep downfield, though.
No, they've always questioned his arm strength, but he does throw it up there.
Like, if you could pick Laporta and Tua, and if you pick Laporta, you just have to figure out quarterback later, and if you pick Tua, you just have to figure out tight end later, and I understand the positional difference, would you rather have Laporta or Tua on your team?
I would aim higher than Tua, so I guess I would pick Laporta.
Yeah, but could you get higher? You could get another tight end easier than you could get another quarterback that could be starting caliber, even if they are top 22.
Yeah, I just think Laporta relative to the tight end position is far better than Tua relative to the quarterback position.
But it's the most important position on the field.
Yeah, that's why I wonder if they're overrating the position. Like, I shouldn't say overrating the position, but adding that boost to quarterback. And that's why I want to see what the other quarterbacks are, because maybe they just have 25 quarterbacks in the top 100. Maybe they just have 20 quarterbacks in the top 100. Like Zach Allen, lineman for the Broncos, is 90. Like, that's a dude. Like, I needed a refresher on who that guy was. James Cook, 89. Andrew Van Ginkle
from the Vikes
at 88, and the long flowing blonde hair of Andrew Van Ginkle,
Patrick.
And then Quinnen Williams, 87. That feels low.
Yeah, because boy, we know from the small sample size we saw against the Texans, he's pretty.
He concussed Stroud.
He's disruptive.
He ruined Stroud's head. Concussed that guy. Yeah. So that's where they're at now, though. They're going to slow leak the rest of the 86. So you're thinking six Texans. I think so, too. If Aaron Jones is on here, Joe Mixon should be on here.
That's the telltale. If you didn't tell me that in the bottom 14 or 15 that Aaron Jones was one of them, then I would say they're only going to have five.
Will any Texans offensive lineman be in the top 100? Of course not.
No.
Of course not. Who would be the first? If they, I think so, yeah.
The Tunsil will be top 100. But
right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think he'll be top 100. If you had this list from 1 to affinity, who would be the first Texans offensive lineman?
I mean,
all time or right now?
No, right now.
Cam Robinson probably, right?
I think it'd be Titus. But I think it would be like player 482.
I was going to say 200 something. Be a top 500 quite list. That high.
Yeah, I think it would be Titus.
Yeah, I don't.
Although Robinson has the name value, I think Titus is better as a player today, but Robinson's had name value and cachet.
And this list to me is more, it leans further to name value than it does performance.
Yeah, because I think Robinson, he has where he was drafted, and I think it's a more household name, but I think in terms of overall performance and the versatility, I think as a better overall player right now, I think it is Titus.
Yeah. I would go Titus is who I think is the better player. But I'm with you as the popularity contest of this list that he would be more popular nationally. I think Titus is more popular locally, but not nationally. People who always call it National Football League are just as annoying as people who emphasize the at the beginning of a college name.
Ohio State. I hate that.
What if he lived in the Woodlands? That would be trouble.
You always say the Woodlands.
I do. Three players, the quarterback, cornerback, defensive lineman, wide receiver. He meant four. So he doesn't have Mixon, and he doesn't have Danielle Hunter, I'm sure. People that say ship say the National Football League. That's a good point. C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
He did win a Super Bowl, but I don't think so.
I think he's on top 100?
I think he's
on the downside, so I don't think he would be.
Let's see. Do we say a safety that they had?
I don't think you mentioned one yet.
No, but Bullock, I think, would be closer.
Oh, yes, you did, from Atlanta.
I think C.J. Gardner-Johnson would be rated higher than Bullock.
You mentioned the safety from Atlanta.
Oh, Jesse Bates.
Yeah, I don't think that C.J. Would C.J. Gardner-Johnson be higher than Jesse Bates?
I don't think so either.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I don't think C.J. would be on here. But that's a good call, though. I hadn't thought about him potentially cracking the list. I don't think he'll be on here, but he'd probably be the seventh guy.
Yeah.
He's been on Twitter a lot lately.
Seedy. That's what they call him.
Of the six, who will be the most likely to miss?
Mixon.
Yep.
See, I think maybe this is crazy. I think it could be Stroud. Just because people are going to kill him
if
Tua was on the list, again, it's the telltale, just like if Aaron Jones is on the list.
Brian, you might be right. bad sophomore year.
People overreact to the down year. I mean, maybe some people give him the excuse of, you know, slow and bad offensive line. I agree with that opinion. But I can see some national people like, oh, he was overhyped. He fell apart in year two.
I don't think so. I think he's on the list.
If I didn't see Tua, I would be like, okay, maybe. I could be more on your side if I didn't see Tua. But after seeing Tua,
fair. Yeah.
I can't imagine that he'd be below Tua.
That's the telltale sign for both guys.
He shouldn't be, for
sure. If we did this last week before the top 100, I'd be like, okay, yeah, I could see your argument there. But I can't see him below Tua.
He shouldn't be.
No, he shouldn't be below Tua. And Tua had a bad year last year, too. So like, you couldn't dock Stroud and then not dock Tua for the, you know, bad last season.
Yeah,
Tua missed what, 8 games last year though?
No, I think it was more than that. I think he played in. I just had it up here.
Oh, there's your Reese's peanut butter cups with the jelly in it.
Ugh. Tua played in 11 games, so he missed 6. 19 touchdowns, 7 picks, less than 3,000 yards.
There's no way. There's no way if Tua's on the list that CJ's not on the list.
I would agree. That's an interesting argument, though. Now I'm intrigued because I can't actually see it. Cam over Titus. Titus gets docked for stripping the ball from his own quarterback. Oh, so I forgot about that play. He ripped it from his hands. Mm-hmm. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I forgot about that. What are you guys thinking about Kirk? I like Kirk, but he's not going to crack the top 100 list, especially not playing very many games last year.
Yeah, I think based on what he's coming off of, I think there's a high ceiling for him to get in a new environment with a better quarterback, but I don't think he's going to make the list.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to make this list. Texans, you left tackle, allowed 7 sacks, 13 penalties, 7 quarterback hits, allowed 52 quarterback pressures, 999 snaps. I'm just wondering, maybe it's just me. I don't like the fact that Cam Robinson is our tackle.
For now.
Time will tell. Based off of last year's performances, right? Yeah, the players vote on it. This is a players vote. See, I think Stroud's also respected by the league.
I do, too.
Like, I think that helps Stroud in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps Mixon in this case. I think it helps Danielle Hunter in this case.
Yeah, I think you're right. If you take the national media out of it and just the guys that play the game see the talent level, you think about how Diggs really wanted to play with CJ and saw the talent. I think they know talent.
Yeah. CJ won back-to-back division titles in his second year. How many quarterbacks have done that? It's a good point. Favor CJ there. You already got to 86 and no Texans so far. Don't think we get 6. Okay, but where would Stroud be top 100? Like, if you're going over or under, where would you have Stroud?
In the top 50.
Okay, I'd probably have him, like, top 60. Close enough. If you have Mixon, where are you putting Mixon?
In the last 25.
Yeah, fair. I was going to say late 70s, early 80s, so it's the same thing. Nico?
Top 40.
See, I think Nico would be like top 30.
I was thinking top 30.
I think Nico is going to be pretty high on this. Stingley?
Top 30.
Top 25. Anderson?
Top 30.
Okay, and then Danielle Hunter?
Top 50.
I'd have him like top 75. So, like, I wouldn't have any Texans in this range yet. I wouldn't, like, so I don't.
Think about the year that Danielle came off of with Minnesota, though, too, to where I think that from a player's perspective, they know that he has been just a beast the last couple of years.
He's been a beast.
So I think if it's just the player's opinion, I think that raises his stock in this list.
Yeah, I do, too. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Keith, you're in the Hive. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Top 100 list, always a good time of year. I think every position should be listed or eligible for the top 100. So if you're the best at, you know, say kicker or punter, you should be a top 100 NFL player. I think Kaimi Fairbairn is at least top 125, maybe even top 100 if he's a top 5 kicker. Maybe only Brandon Aubrey is better than him with Justin Tucker officially removed from all lists. What do you think about Kaimi getting the snub?
Oh, he's on a wanted list.
Who?
Justin Tucker.
Yeah. No, I don't think the kickers should be in the top 100 players. I don't think their value is top 100. It's like, should a long reliever, because he's the best long reliever, be in the top 10 of all pitchers in baseball? Like, their roles matter. Their roles come into play.
Someone tweeted out today that their kid was wondering how good a football player Pat McAfee was, so they did a highlight reel of McAfee, and it was like onside kicks and tackles on kickoffs and like fake punt passes, and I'm like, this is what we're doing right now?
He had some big hits, Pat McAfee. He'll take a bump. Vermont says, I got John Weeks in the top 10. I mean, hey, if we're counting players at the top of their position in the top 100, how could you leave Weeks out? I would have a tough time putting a specialist in the top 100.
Yeah.
Like, maybe in the heyday of, like, Tucker, maybe he's top 100.
Well, Devin Hester. Like a specialist that was a return
I would
guy
put
that
Devin Hester back in his
peak would have probably been on the list.
Maybe. He did score a lot of touchdowns. I think that's valid about the kicker, says Israel. No kickers do not belong in the top 100, says another texter. Texter says kickers aren't even people. I agree. Like, you walk into the locker room, like, you see all these football players, and then you look over at the kicker and the punter, and you're like, who are these guys? They should be hanging out with us. Like, they're not.
I got in the car last night. In the ESPN National, that Ian Fitzsimmons guy was killing punters and kickers.
Yeah, they're not real people.
Yeah, he basically was saying that and more.
Really? What else was he saying?
And he was saying, because they were saying that the guy that he was hosting the show with was talking about the new college football game and the rankings, and that some punter on some college team had, like, a toughness rating of 0. And they were like, and he was agreeing with it. And there's like, unless you know that he missed tackles or was afraid of tackles, how are you going to give a guy a 0 on toughness when you don't know he just kicks the ball?
I wonder why he got a 0 for toughness. There must have been, like, a specific play. That
must have been something that you can refer back to. Otherwise, how do you give him that rating?
Yeah, that's funny. Poor Marine says caller is right. Fairbairn's the best Texans player they've ever had besides Andre Johnson. Yeah, Kyme Fairbairn belongs on the Texans round Mount Rushmore over J.J. Watt.
Better than Arian Foster.
Better than Foster.
Yeah. Better than Dwayne Brown.
Better than Hopkins.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have Fairbairn ahead of Weeks. I mean,
I would have Fairbairn ahead of Weeks.
Nah. Fairbairn can't make these kicks if he doesn't have an excellent snap. He's an excellent snapper and make every single one of his kicks. Has Kyme Fairbairn ever made a kick that John Weeks didn't touch first?
That's really framing the argument.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
You didn't answer the question.
There's only one answer to the question.
I think the point for you to make would be John Weeks is so good that he helped Dare make a field goal.
That's right. He did.
Yeah.
He did. Like, if Dare can do it, how are we putting Kyme Fairbairn on the Texans' ring of honor?
Because we saw how it went when.
So easy.
Who was that rando they brought in from the XFL?
Amendola.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Couldn't make a field goal past 40 yards.
Yeah, that guy was awful.
He was pretty bad. Haven't talked about that. I don't think any of our O line is in the top 300, 350. I agree. I actually agree with that. Texture says kickers have won MVP. If they did, it was probably in the 30s, right?
No, the Washington kicker in, like, 1983 was a strike year, one kicker, or not MVP.
He won an MVP in 1983?
Yeah, it was
Mark Mosley?
I don't remember the name, but it was a strike shortened year, like Mark a nine Mosley. Game season, and he won MVP.
Really?
Yeah.
He's from Texas. From Livingston, Texas. Went to high school at Livingston, played college ball at Stephen F. Austin. He was a Houston Oiler for 2 years. Huh. He was a Houston Oiler in 71-72, and then he had his best years in Washington.
I believe.
How did he win the MVP?
Yeah, how the hell does a kicker win MVP? Period.
It helps that it's a nine-game season, but I don't know. I was born in 83. I don't really remember it, but I've just
seen nine games at the buzzer from 50?
He made 23 straight field goals, made a league-leading 20 of 21 field goals. That's not even that great.
Mm-mm. Well, he's like you're saying, it's
like a nine-game season, though.
Still. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
How have you ever given a kicker the MVP?
I'm not sure I can take the NFL seriously anymore.
I can't call it the National Football League. Yeah.
Any football prior to 1983 is dead to me because I just learned this. I never knew this.
I didn't either.
That you had a kicker win an MVP in the 80s is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Like, I understand, like, you've had relief pitchers that have won MVP and Cy Young and such.
I'm going to have to go pull it.
But a kicker winning MVP in the NFL is just ludicrous.
So, nine-game year for everybody. Marcus Allen was the offensive rookie of the year. Not even, obviously not even the offensive player of the year. He was the offensive rookie of the year in 1982. Dude had 11 touchdowns, ran for 700 yards in nine games. And you're giving a kicker the MVP over that guy?
It's ridiculous. The only thing I could think of is... Maybe if
there had to be a quarterback.
Dan Fouts threw for 2,800 yards in nine games. Joe Montana threw for 2,600 yards in nine games. Terry Bradshaw, 17 touchdowns. Dan Fouts, 17 touchdowns. Joe Montana, 17 touchdowns. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
How do you not give it to a quarterback?
The only thing I could think of is if they looked at like what percentage of the team's points was scored by him.
Stop it, Brian.
I'm trying to make the argument.
Was Washington good that year?
I hope.
I think they. I think they won the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Okay, so then you can say that he was the on a good team too, because otherwise it's like if you're on a sucky team and you're the kicker, it doesn't. I don't care if you're that many percentage points of their.
How embarrassing is that for Washington though? Like here are all our MVPs and here is our kicker.
Yeah,
who they have like Theismann and John Riggins. I'm saying, yeah, they had a good team.
Was that the year Theismann got his leg broke?
No, I don't think so.
He says he played every game.
Yeah, okay. I don't think so.
He was still 33. Like, how do you not give it to Theismann? Theismann finished fourth in MVP voting. Let's pull it up. Dan Fouts finished second in MVP voting. How did Dan Fouts get beat out by an idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth?
Was this Mike Vanderjagt?
Yeah.
Marcus Allen was third, Theismann was fourth, and Danny White was fifth. There's no reason Mark Moses.
I'd
just
be so mad
this.
If I was Dan Fouts.
I would be so mad if I
voting on this.
Writers
that are drunk. Like, what are we doing?
You think McClain voted on this?
Mark Moseley was third in offensive player of the year voting.
Jeez, he's not even offensive player. He's special teams.
Where did he rank on defensive player? Like Lawrence Taylor that year won defensive player of the year. Led the league in 7.5 sacks. He should have won the MVP over an idiot kicker who got liquored up and ran his mouth.
7.5 sacks in 9 games. Pretty.
Good. Yeah.
You think John McClain voted on this?
He might have.
We need to have him on to ask him about it.
John McClain, were you part of this travesty of 1982? The biggest tragedy in NFL history whenever you had an idiot kicker got liquored up and ran his mouth that won the 1982 MVP with an organization who has a racist nickname. Makes it even worse. John McClain, the general.
Guys, the media department in Washington put together a spread if they said if we voted for the right kicker, so we did what we had to do.
I hope he voted for Dan Fouts.
I'm so mad now. What a joke a kicker could win the. This ruined my day.
Sorry. I didn't think that was going to ruin it.
I never would have thought. Maybe you can get the conversation of offensive player there if you just go nuts. But there's no way you win MVP as a kicker.
No, what? They're not offensive players.
Yeah, that's worse. To me, that's more offensive than the MVP because they're not offensive players.
But they score points.
They're special teams players. They have their own.
Okay.
I mean.
There's a third phase of the game. What do you mean, okay? You talk about the three phases. You talk about offense. You talk about defense. You talk about special teams. No one says we got to be great at two phases. You say three.
Okay, coach. What I'm saying is that if you had this unbelievable season as a kicker and you make it everything.
I'm so bothered.
And even Justin Tucker, he's never won it. Well, I don't even know if he's ever been in the top five. As
good
as he's
gotten a vote. Let me see.
Don't even look. I didn't realize BMAC was a kicker's rights activist.
No,
you are acting a little activist for kicker's rights.
No, I think I saw it in America's game for that team because, like you said, they won the Super Bowl. I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but I think it was the America's game for that team.
That's a disservice like no other, a kicker winning MVP.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I can't take any NFL football prior to 83 seriously ever again. We were going to talk football next segment. I'm so hot and bothered over this. We're not going to talk football next segment. Sorry, Joe. Would you rather have Mondays off or Fridays off? We need a fun segment to ruin the disdain and tragedy of whatever this segment was. Would you rather have Mondays off or Fridays off? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Hey, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, listen to me. Monument Chevrolet is the dealer that you can trust. Why? They're transparent. They don't hassle you with pricing. You're going to get your car shopping done fast. It's easy. And you don't have to worry about going to some dealership where they're trying to take advantage of you, upcharge you. You're going to spend $10,000 more than you should. That stuff doesn't happen at Monument Chevrolet. Monument Chevrolet's been in the business for over 50 years, and they've helped generations of Houstonians get into new vehicles, and then all of these families keep coming back because they trust the people at Monument Chevrolet. What makes Monument Chevrolet great? I mentioned the transparency, the no hassle, but also the family feel. Friendly atmosphere. They hire great people, which means they have a fantastic culture there at Monument Chevrolet. You feel at ease the moment that you walk on their lot, which is a massive lot, by the way. A lot so big they have street names to navigate that lot. Also, if you're looking for a vehicle for your business, Monument Chevrolet has you covered there too. They're one of the best dealerships in the country in commercial vehicle sales. Huge selection of work trucks, vans, SUVs. Monument Chevrolet has the perfect perfect vehicle for businesses of any size, any inventory. So get over there to Monument Chevrolet, get a fair deal, a fast deal, and an easy deal without wasting your time in these aggravating, stressful negotiations. No tricks, no time wasting, no hidden charges. If you've been waiting to upgrade your ride, now is the time to do it. Visit them online at MonumentChevrolet.com, MonumentChevrolet.com, or better yet, just go visit them in person, 225 at Beltway 8 at Monument Chevrolet. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ESPN 97.5. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
We're all outraged that Sebastian Janikowski got drafted in the first round at FSU. Not outraged, just a waste of a draft pick, even though Janikowski's good. Why would you ever draft a kicker in the first round? That's stupid. Stupid. You're not gaining enough value there. It's dumb.
Gruden do that? I want to say that was a Gruden thing.
I'm trying to remember what year that was. I think Gruden was already in Tampa, but I could be... I don't know, actually. Didn't Tampa Bay also draft... Not first round, but...
They drafted Gramatico. I think it was in the third.
That's not who I was thinking of, but I think Tampa drafted a kicker in the second round, like within the last 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, and then they cut him.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the guys. Was it... Oh, it was Aguayo. Was it Aguayo?
Yeah, Roberto Aguayo.
Yeah.
I think the Bears picked him up and he sucked there, too, I think.
I think he was a second-round pick.
Why would you ever draft a kicker?
What's the earliest you would ever draft a kicker? For me, it's fifth round,
I was think. About to say fifth.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
About to say fifth. Even fifth, I feel kind of gross.
He better be really good, yeah.
Sixth or seventh, it's much more tolerable. Like, a fifth-rounder, I feel like, is a real pick. I don't really care about sixth or seventh. Like, you can do whatever you want with sixth or seventh. You want to be Nick Caserio and trade him for a quarterback that doesn't even make your roster, like Ryan Finley, whatever. I don't care about sixth or seventh rounders. I care about top five round picks, though. I really do. I wouldn't draft a specialist with a top
five
round pick.
I mean, you're looking for guys that can play most every down on either side of the football, whichever side they're on. You don't want a guy that's just occasionally kicking or punting.
And you can find good kickers and punters that don't get drafted at all.
Yeah.
Like, look at this Brandon Aubrey. Brandon Aubrey's arguably the best kicker in the game. They picked that dude up from, like, the MLS. I don't know if it was quite MLS. Like, wasn't he playing in the MLS, or was he, like, wasn't he, like, in training for him or something?
I don't remember the story. They didn't, like, to your point, they didn't draft him out of college. Like, he was the guy just out there.
You can find great kickers and punters and long snappers that are never drafted.
It's true.
It's very rare to do that with position players. So why would you ever draft a kicker or a punter? Sixth, seventh round, tolerable. Summer Circuit continues this week. We're going to be out at on Friday at Pleasure Pier inside of Sweet Scoops as we go around the Houston area every single week. Each week you can register to win our grand prize of the summer, a pair of brand-new e-bikes from Power On Electric Bicycle Company, $4,000 value. For registration, stop by the promo table at the broadcast. Be nice. We'll be out there this Friday, 12 to 6, Pleasure Pier inside of Sweet Scoops, the entire summer circuit at ESPN975.com. All right, Mondays or Fridays, which day would you rather have off?
For me, it's easy. It's Mondays. Because,
whoa.
Oh, yeah, whoa. For sure.
That blows my mind.
Mine's easy, but complete opposite.
Mine's Mondays because Sundays, you're always kind of reserved in what you can do because, you know, you got to work the next day. And with a family and the kids, and you want to be able to kind of still have a lot of fun on a Sunday, then for me, I would rather have Monday off and be able to recover. And then when you start factoring in things like Super Bowl Sunday or after the playoffs, I want to be able to recover on Monday. I don't want to, like, have to go right to work. So for me, I would prefer Mondays.
Which shows are easier, Monday or Friday?
Strictly from our perspective?
Yeah.
Mondays.
Why would you rather work on Friday?
Because I'm thinking about my family first.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Get your priorities in check.
I'd much rather have a Friday off. Like, you get a runway into the weekend. You get, like, a running start into the weekend. Running start into a Saturday, into a Sunday.
I don't think we need a pantomime.
You get...
You're running in your chair. We don't need you running in your chair, Jeremy, to illustrate that you are running.
My Hasselhoff.
Athlete
here.
Brand over here.
28 push-ups yesterday. How many did you do?
Not 28.
I don't think 28 is very much. Friday to me makes I much rather work a Monday show than a Friday show. Monday show, you can roll out of bed and you like have 100 things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Friday, you're kind of like, you know, we still have plenty to talk about, but you're like, it's all the things you didn't talk about Monday through Thursday, especially like in football season. Like, let's preview the game. This team needs to score more than this team. What are the key matchups coming up on Sunday versus reaction? A reaction Monday versus a proactive Friday? Oh, Monday for sure is a day I'd rather work. Give me Friday off. Give me the running start into the weekend. Friday without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I for the show reason, absolutely. I'd rather do a Monday show than a Friday show. Also kind of feel like, I don't, maybe this is more anecdotal than something you could actually prove, but it feels like the having the Friday off would just be more fun. Like, you're not going out and doing something. Like, if you have Monday off, you're probably just sitting at home and watching Netflix.
Yeah, I feel like Friday you're
going to
have more
activity. Friday you might go out and do something.
I agree.
I think more people activity. Relax on Friday knowing that they're headed to the weekend so that it's not as intense of a day regardless.
What are you going to do? You're going to party it up on a Monday?
No, you're going to recover on a Monday.
I mean, if you party Friday, Saturday, you recover on Sunday.
Again, family factors to me in the fact that, yeah, and with my personal situation, just much as work, I think that with the wife working on Fridays, no matter what, Saturday, Sunday, with a chance to recover on Monday would be better.
I think you're just using the family excuse to get you out of jail for free.
Should we add Fridays to the list of things Joel hates?
I knew I was going to fire him up. 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Robbie, where you stand on this?
Thank you for taking my call. I pick Friday because it guarantees I can get paid every Thursday.
Oh, that's a good answer. Like, everybody has their reasons. I got you, Robbie.
I'm just saying.
I hear you on
that. Enjoy the show, man. Y'all keep it rolling.
And, Robbie, I enjoy you.
Thanks, Robbie.
Some believe the voters were protesting, so they voted for the kicker MVP. That makes sense. I hope that was the reason.
Oh, it was a protest?
I would love a protest.
A protest
MVP.
Against what?
The NFL strike, I guess. Like, how dare you do this to us?
That showed them. They only had a strike again, like, what, 4 years later?
Texture Mondays for sure. The Monday after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. I wish they would do that. There's a way they could do it, too.
Yeah, couldn't they?
Don't, if they extend the season 1 week, right, doesn't it run into President's Day?
That's the whole point. Like, I guess we wouldn't have President's Day off, but, like, bankers, anyone that keeps, I guess, a longer
government job.
Yeah, yeah. All those people would have President's Day off, and so the day after the Super Bowl would then, in fact, be a holiday.
Brian can't vote. He's off every day.
Wow.
That's a really good point. Y'all don't work until 3 p.m. on Mondays. How much recovery does Blinkers need?
I'm just saying. You can stay up. The kids and everybody stays up later and things like that. So I would prefer it. It's just my own personal preference.
Houston has the best Sunday fun day in the country. Definitely taking a Monday. Okay. I see where you're at on that. But you can also just be, you know, a gamer and, you know, show up to work, you know.
Be a dog.
Play hard, work hard. You know how it goes. Most holidays are
Paul's your role model.
Did I already read this one? Most holidays are already Mondays, so if you take Monday off, you lose a holiday.
You hadn't read that.
That's a good, like, technical answer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you already have holidays on Monday. Like, you don't want to waste having Monday off.
How many are locked into Monday, though?
Probably
just
like
Labor
what,
Day.
Well, I think you're. I think
Labor Day, Memorial Day,
President's Day. I want to say.
Well, Martin Luther King Day is a Monday.
It's not Christmas.
Right?
It's not the 4th of all the floating Thanksgiving.
Yes, Martin Luther King Day is the third Monday of every January.
Martin Luther King Day is a Monday. Labor Day is a Monday. Memorial Day is a Monday.
That's three. How many are designated Fridays? None of them. Well, one. Good Friday.
Good Friday.
So one, three versus one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess
it's a great point.
No, I'm with you on Friday. So, but I hadn't thought of that angle.
It's a great angle. Great tax guy. 713-780-ESPN. Lance McCullers wants Friday and Monday off.
How many days does Yordan want off?
The holidays you get on Monday, you just get off on Tuesday. That's probably true. Yordan gets Yordan's at La Playa every day. He gets every day.
He's chilling right now. He's in La Playa right now.
I'm surprised you went Monday. That baffles my mind.
Good. Gruden drafted Seabass, too.
I think we're all past that.
Football is
I don't care. I said I'd look it up, and I did.
All right, car wreck of the day. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-ESPN. Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Uh-huh.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Give me your phone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day, 713-780-ESPN. What is your car wreck of the day? A couple of texts about the day of the week they went off. Give me Wednesday off so I never work more than 3 days in a row. What in the game? It's Monday or Friday. That is an interesting take, though. Would you rather work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, Thursday, Friday work, Saturday, Sunday off, or would you rather work 4 days in a row, get 3 days off in a row?
I still think, boy, that it's enticing to think about that midweek day off.
I think I'd rather do the I'd rather work 4 days, get 3 days off.
Yeah, I think the three straight days in a row are the key.
Because I kind of like the rhythm of it. Like 4 days work, like okay, yeah, work, and then 3 days off would be better. I don't like the. I don't think I like the Wednesday day off.
No, that's kind of it's like too the choppy. Schedule of someone that works in retail. Like you'll have like one, you'll have like a Tuesday and then like a Thursday. I hate the 1 day off in the middle.
This is like the new proposal for teachers, right? To go to a 4 day school.
Yeah,
4 day school week.
Some schools
Monday through Thursday.
Private schools do it.
Yep.
Some
I'd be
private
for
schools
it.
Do it. I'd pick
tough
Monday.
For our parents.
Yeah, I think I'd pick Monday just because of the weekend trips in America. I could take Friday off, leave Thursday after work, and come home on Monday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, fun day. Yeah, but you could also do that if you do it on Friday off. You could take Monday off.
Yeah, take Monday off.
Yeah.
Still get the same amount.
That's not really.
Jasper, Mondays stink for me because I had to put out fires from stuff that broke over the weekend. I'd rather have Monday off. Plus, if you start early on Friday, you can get off early and still start the party on Friday. But then you'd have to put out all the fires on Tuesday. You still got a fire putting out day.
Yeah,
there would be more fires on a Tuesday.
Unless you're able to put that off on someone else. But
yeah, I was just thinking like everybody. But man, maybe that's where Jasper was coming from. All right, car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. What you got?
I'll start with Rafael Devers, who no-showed Will Clark three times when Will Clark offered to work with him and teach him the art of playing first base. And Will Clark has come out and confirmed. It wasn't just once. Devers blew him off. Three times.
It wasn't that thrilling for Rafael Devers to take first base lessons from Will Clark, huh? Huh?
We know that Will wasn't going to hold back either to let everybody know the truth. Look, I witnessed this when Carroll Dawson and Dream tried to work with Dwight Howard, and he blew him off, and he blew Carroll Dawson off several times on free throw shooting. And it was like, you got to have some respect. I don't care who you are as a player.
Yeah. Not a great look for Rafael Devers, no doubt about that. I nominate pitching to Jose Ramirez. Don't pitch to that guy, please. Thank you. Only guy in the Guardians lineup that can do damage. Don't pick to him and pitch to him in critical spots. Brian.
I'm going to nominate kickers winning MVP.
It's a good one.
It's a really good call. Keith from L.A. says the 1982 NFL. Same thing.
How about the Nationals MVP? Firing their GM a week before they had the number one pick in the draft?
They were scared of who he was going to pick.
Well, they better have someone that can make the pick for him.
They should hire Jeff Luhnow. Jeff Luhnow would be my first call. Yes, he would turn me down. And then my second call would be James Click.
I was hoping to say the group of Bagwell, Biggio, and Reggie Jackson.
Oh, if I wanted comedy,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, let them I mean, that's what you do. You fire your GM, and then you just bring on some ex-players to do it for you.
That's
what good teams do.
Vermont Car Wreck of the Day champion Chip.
Oh, yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call.
Hey, we got two good ones, championship and then the 1982 MVP voting in the NFL. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm gonna go MVP voting.
MVP
I just
voting
can't see
bad.
A kicker win an MVP. It's just unheard of.
What a day, because championship would win most days. Most days, championship would win the car regular day. But a kicker winning the MVP, I'm not sure anything can trump that. And I never knew that.
I didn't
seemed
either.
Like it wrecked your guys' day.
It did. It ruined it. I'm going to have nightmares about it.
I thought if it was anybody, it'd be like Tom Dempsey.
Who?
Tom Dempsey, the guy that had the missing his toes that kicked the 60-yarder that had the record forever.
Oh, okay. He was a straight-on kicker,
I think he
wasn't
was an Oiler, yeah. too, for a year or two, I think.
I have no idea.
I don't know. But, yeah, no kicker winning MVP. That should be it.
Yeah. All right. No kicker. The kicker winning the MVP. Car wreck of the day. Thank you to Brian for the hard work. He's blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis coming up right now on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.